This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
MJ Morning Show.
Rock and roll. Showtime.
My God, I guess the nuttiest thing is this whole Lady Gaga deal. Welcome, folks. MJ here and the whole crew. Friday morning, weekend straight ahead. This Gaga deal is bonkers.
It's horrible. And I'm looking everywhere. I can't find the medical condition of her dog walker who was shot in the chest.
Yeah, he survived. I last heard he was in critical condition. Roxanne and I were just talking, and we've been searching, you know, what is the current condition of the dog walker who Lady Gaga calls a friend. And I don't think this is a random deal. I think this was a premeditated, cased deal. You know, when somebody is driving around, they're cruising through neighborhoods looking for homes to potentially rob. You know, it's called, or somebody walking into a store looking around, planning a robbery or a burglary or whatever. You know, it's called casing the joint. And I'm guessing that this was not a random deal, just some dude driving down the road saying, oh, look, this guy's walking two dogs. I'm going to go ahead and dog nap him and shoot the guy. I'm thinking this was a pre-planned deal, and they knew some patterns. They knew the dogs were out for a walk at a certain time. And I think he was walking three dogs, and the guy took two of them. I wonder why he didn't grab all three.
The English bulldogs are the ones that he took?
French bulldogs.
French bulldogs?
Yeah, French bulldogs.
I used to have a French bulldog. They're Duguay de Bordeaux. They're amazing, amazing dogs. Like the Turner and Hooch dog.
Yeah, you know, the French bulldogs, I was reading up on them because I'm not an expert on French. You know, hold on to that thought. We're just getting started. It's a busy Friday. A lot of Gaga stuff. The audio of the shooting is crazy. You know, the video from one of those surveillance cameras, I don't know if it was a Ring doorbell or a surveillance, but just insane. And we've got the audio. You can hear the gunshot. I mean, it's crazy. All right. A lot more than Gaga this morning, but that's certainly a big deal. Stand by. We're back in a minute. If you haven't heard the audio, we'll play it for you next.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, MJ Froggy Fester and Roxanne at 6:12. And for all of you listening to the early portion of the show, I want to get to the Gaga audio so you can hear this thing. And this came from a neighbor's surveillance camera with audio. You know, I know the Ring doorbells, they've got audio and, you know, similar type doorbells. And by now, you got to know that somebody ripped off Lady Gaga's two French bulldogs. I guess they left the third one, and then they shot the dog walker, a guy by the name of Ryan Fisher. And Gaga allegedly, I'm sure this is true, she's allegedly beside herself, according to reports. Gaga has put up a $500,000 reward. The original story was for information about the dogs, the return of the dogs, $500,000. On the original story, I didn't see also for the shooting of the dog walker in the chest. But, you know, other reports are saying that, you know, that he's a friend of hers. Now, do we know in this Hollywood neighborhood, and I know the area, I know the street, it's right down from where I used to live in Hollywood back in the late 80s, early 90s. Does Gaga have a house there, or was this guy Ryan Fisher's house there and Gaga just lets him watch the dogs at his place? Is that Gaga's place, his place? Did they even know that these were Gaga's dogs, or they just were targeting French bulldogs? You know, there are a lot of questions here.
Well, I haven't seen any of those details as to where Gaga's residence is, or this guy, or what the situation, or if she's even in town. Maybe he's just a dog sitter.
She's not in town. She was in Italy shooting some kind of movie deal.
Gucci.
She's overseas. Can you imagine? You're overseas. You're in Europe, and this happens.
She's shooting the movie Gucci.
So,
what is Gucci? Do we know anything about
it? I don't know the movie, but that's what it is. I think it's Ridley Scott is the director.
Oh, sure. I mean, he's a famous director.
So the dogs' names were Koji and Gustav.
Those are the two. So three dogs were out there. And what's the third dog's name? Do we know? I mean, I saw it. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But the two dogs that were ripped off were Gustav and Koji. And there's a $500,000 reward.
Now, a French bulldog is a really expensive dog.
Yeah, they can go up to $10,000.
What?
Yeah, I was reading up on these. Michelle and I were reading up on the French bulldog last night, and they're difficult to breed.
I have a friend who breeds Frenchies.
You do?
And
maybe we ought to, male or female? It's a he.
My friend's a he, yeah.
All right, maybe we can talk to him. You know, you gotta be careful. I got Mr. Potato Head changing from Mr. to nothing. I don't know if it's a he or she, a they and it, a them. I don't know. All right, so your friend is a he, and he breeds French bulldogs?
Yes, and he and I were talking several months ago, maybe a year ago, about how hard it is to start the process.
It is. They're tough to breed, and they bring in crazy, crazy money. And we were even reading about how a lot of litters have to be delivered via cesarean section, a C-section, because they're difficult to birth naturally because of big heads and shoulders. And I mean, it's like a crazy deal.
They do have big apple heads, and they snore and fart a lot, I hear. They do. They're like real. Because Kim wanted one years ago, and I had researched. So I'm like, I'm going to have a farting dog.
Yeah, hold on, Kim. You're married to me. I have a big head. I fart all the time. That's what you're like.
Oh, my God. Anyway, here's the audio. And you can hear the scuffle. You can hear the guy. Here, just listen. We'll start and stop the audio. You can hear the guy shrieking.
Oh, my gosh.
As two guys apparently got out of the back of a white sedan. Some reports said it might have been a white Mercedes, smaller Mercedes.
You see the dog come to help him afterwards at the very end?
Yes.
Oh, it's so sad.
It is. And obviously, that was the gunshot.
Poor guy.
I mean, how difficult is this audio to listen to? And then you hear the white car, some reports said a Mercedes, heading toward Hollywood Boulevard, speed off.
One of that dog walker's friends said that he knows Ryan well, and he would literally lay down his life for the dogs that he cares for.
Well, he did. He wasn't giving up the dogs.
Yeah. I would have been like, here you go.
Here you go, buddy.
Here are dogs. Here's actually a bag of dog food as well.
Can you imagine what's going through his head? Oh, my God. Lady Gaga is trusting me with her French bulldogs. And these guys are trying to take the bulldogs. This guy was going to do everything to hang on to these bulldogs. Man, that is just unbelievable with the guy shrieking and what's going through his head. And then the gunshot and then the car speeding off.
No. Help me. I'm shot. Oh, my God. Help me! I've been shot! Help me!
Oh my God!
He's like screaming at the dog.
I'm bleeding out my heart, my lungs. I'm bleeding out my chest.
My chest? Is he saying I'm bleeding out? Oh my God! It's unbelievable!
Wow!
They shot me in my right heart.
Oh my God. They shot me in my heart or
in my right heart? Is that what he said?
Help me! They stole two dogs.
And he's still like saying they stole two dogs.
He's so with it for getting shot in the chest.
And he realizes that they took two of the dogs. They didn't take all three of the dogs. He's shot in the chest. He's doing math here in his head.
He's describing it.
Oh my God.
They're actually waiting. Are you okay? They're waiting on those dogs.
And then a neighbor comes out, and then 911 is called. And
did you go through Lady Gaga's dogs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. At the end there. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, that was brutal.
Do you think they're going to solve this case? Do you think? I mean, I'm telling you right now, I bet you, like, the entire LAPD is on this case right now.
I don't know that there's any trust in the LA dog boosting service. For $500,000 reward, somebody's going to roll over on these guys.
Jeez. If only Ace Ventura existed for real.
Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura 3 right here.
My God.
Alrighty, though.
Yeah, I mean, for Lady Gaga to come out with a $500,000 reward right away.
Oh.
That's a big money. Yeah, that could get somebody to stool pigeon.
But her friend just sitting there like, oh my God, just shot.
Just getting rolling, folks. It's a busy, there's a lot of other angles to this story. We'll get to it during the course of the show. Let's try to cheer things up a little bit next. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The MJ Morning Show is on Q105. MJ here along with Froggy and Fester and Roxanne. And, yeah, we're going to sprinkle in all kinds of Gaga stuff. You know, I like Gaga. I want to be honest. I've got no problem telling anyone this. I do like Lady Gaga. I wouldn't say I'm a super fan, but I think she's immensely talented and I kind of like her. I've never disliked Gaga. I mean, there are plenty of celebrities, there are artists that I just don't like, or I've seen interviews, or I've had dealings with them through interviews on the radio show. There are folks I just don't like. We interviewed Gaga a couple of times over the years on the old version of the MJ Morning Show when we were on FLZ, and I've always liked Gaga. So I want to see this come to a resolution. I mean, her coming out of the gate with a $500,000 reward. Plus, she set up a Gmail, or somebody did. I don't know if she did this on her own. I'm guessing somebody within her organization. They set up a Gmail account for, like, tips, any tip. They're trying to make this as easy as possible to give out the $500,000 reward for information about the dog napping of the French Bulldogs, the shooting of her friend and dog walker, KojiandGustav@gmail.com.
And also, you know, new information coming out all the time. So 2 hours ago, they reported it was a white Nissan vehicle.
Yep. Yeah.
Early, not a Mercedes.
Yeah, early reports. On the police audio, because I heard the, and, you know, I've got the audio, but it's not a whole lot on there. The LAPD police scanner audio, they talk about a possible white Mercedes heading toward Hollywood Boulevard after the shooting and the dog napping. But now, yeah, the reports are that it's a white Nissan Altima. But how about the email address? Any tips that you have, they're looking for people to send them to Koji and Gustav. And, of course, Koji is one of the dogs. Gustav is the other. So it's KojiandGustav@gmail.com.
Hopefully they get some tips.
Don't they have, like, those chips in the dog that they can follow? Like, no, my dog has a chip.
No. You can't see. Yeah, Froggy, you can't follow. You can't GPS track.
No, I put a GPS tracker in my dog's butt.
No, you don't. You don't.
Oh, so maybe if they get lost, you can find out who the owner is.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Those little chips with little data packets on them, they're like a size of a grain of rice or something. And they put those inside, subcutaneously inject those under the, usually it's like in the scruff of the neck.
Yeah, it's right in the,
yeah. Or near the shoulder blade.
They stick it in there.
They stick it in. And what happens when a dog is found, vets or animal shelters, they have like this wand device and they put it over the dog. They move, whenever a dog is found, I think the first thing they do.
Pretty cool.
Is they'll wand the dog and, if it has a chip, the information will then come up And usually it has, just has information on, I think, the vet, so they can, and the dog.
Who the owner is, maybe?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You look it up,
the dog blood type?
Yeah, well, find
likes, it. Dislikes, turn-ons? Yeah,
turn-offs. No, I just don't, I don't know the exact information. Maybe, hey, we can ask for, do a search online. I'm sure a little Google search will give you, you know, hey, Fester, how about, what information comes up when a dog chip is scanned?
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I've already typed what information.
All right. Why don't you give me a full report on that, would you please? Yeah, so Froggy, it's not like a GPS tracker where the cops can drive around like Doggy Lojack, you know?
That would be cool, though.
But it would be cool. But if your dog is lost or stolen and then it pops up at a vet or at a shelter or the dog pound, animal control, they can scan the dog and get information so they can identify the pet. So I gotta believe that Gaga's dogs have microchip implants as well. So that'll be interesting. But there is a whole, this is a problem. You know, Michelle, my wife, sent me a story last night that there have been French bulldog thefts all over the country. I've got the story printed out. We'll get to that later on. All right, what do we have here? Time is 6:33. You know, just a couple of things we didn't get to yesterday. Are you going to say something, Roxanne?
Oh, Fester found what's on the pets on their chip.
All right, go ahead. Give me a full report.
I haven't found it quite yet. I'm still reading it. But what it looks like is there's a number to a registry that has all the information that you want to have available.
Okay, so when they scan the dog, it probably comes up with a serial number, and then
they can call a registry that has all of your pet's information.
With the number that's on the chip, and then all the information should be in a registry?
It's not like they're going to Lady Gaga's name pops up.
I'll tell you what, is there a vet listening right now? Is there a vet tech listening? Is there anybody that actually knows how this works, since Fester apparently has a lot of stuff to scroll through on the official informational microchip. Fester, look at all the questions on it.
What information is stored on the microchip?
There you go.
I found it. Okay, go.
What information? What is this website? This is Blue Pearl Vet. Blue Pearl is like a
emergency vet services
all over the country. It's a big chain of vet locations, Blue Pearl, and they've got an informational thing on their website. What information is stored in a microchip? A microchip only stores an identification number. If your pet is found, the veterinarian would retrieve the identification number via scan, then use that number to determine which company maintains your microchip in a private online database. The veterinarian will then contact the microchip company for your contact information and reach out to you immediately. Because the chip does not contain your contact information and address directly, privacy concerns with microchips are basically non-existent. Just a number, and then you use that serial number, and then the information based on that number is on file, and that's how you can get the dog back to the owner.
Would you like to know the frequencies you need on a microchip, MJ?
Give that to me later. I'm sure we'll talk about this later on.
I know you're into some nerdy stuff like that, so I wanted to share it with you.
Is it 104.7?
The frequency is 104.7 FM. Q105. That's what's coming out of the chip. Wow. Hey, put your ear to the dog. Sounds like MJ's voice. Sounds like Froggy over there being a wise ass. You know, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but the alien craft spotting by the American Airlines jet coming up next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 639. Do you think it was an alien craft that American Airlines pilot saw? You know, we had this thing. I had the story and the audio, but yesterday or Wednesday, and just didn't get around to it. So jammed to it. I want to get this on before we shut things down for the weekend, because this still is a fascinating story. Man, the crap that we have to leave on the table every day because we just ran out of time. Good position to be in to have, you know, too much material every single day. But this is, you know, pretty interesting. Now, you wonder if it was a missile. You wonder if it was another aircraft closing in at a ridiculously high speed. And the captain of the American Airlines jet just got a fleeting look at, you know, the underside of another airplane. I mean, you know, who the heck knows? But this is crazy. If you don't know the story, this happened earlier this week, happened on Sunday, and it was a Airbus A320, very common aircraft. It was American Airlines. It was flight 2292, a scheduled flight from Cincinnati to Phoenix. And then over New Mexico, the pilot radios in to air traffic control and says this.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
Dude, do you realize what happened? You picked up this thing's signal on your radio.
You know what, Froggy? You're not the only one to mention that. I got a couple of emails.
Ugh.
Earlier in the week, I played this.
He sounded freaked out, my kid.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, is that real? I'm like, yeah. He's like, do aliens exist? I'm like,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, they do. Sit down, Max.
He was all freaked out by it.
What was that sound? Now, we talked about this earlier in the week. And I made a recording of this. I have a radio on my nightstand, a cool radio. It's a Grundig Satellite 750, and it just does everything. It's got FM, it's got AM, it's got shortwave, it's got airplane, it's got everything. It's got a lot of different frequencies on it. And I'm just flipping through, and for whatever reason, it ended up on 520 AM. I wonder if that was intentional that, you know, the aliens took my radio to 520 a.m. No, folks, I don't believe in this. All right. So are we alone? I don't think so, but I don't think we're crawling with aliens. But listen to this sound that was on my radio. Now, I took a video of this. I put this up on my Twitter feed and I put this thing up on my Instagram feed. So, you know, folks, make sure you give me a follow. My private, personal Instagram is at Certified Todd Schnitt. At Certified Todd Schnitt. My Twitter feed is just at Todd Schnitt. And of course, we have Twitter and Instagram for at MJ Morning Show as well. But that was just a weird sound. And this was on my radio.
What night was it?
That was, I believe, like Tuesday night, earlier in the week. And Froggy, several people said, hey, MJ, you played that weird, like, alien kind of sound from your radio. And then we have this American Airlines deal where the pilot says, hey, we had this thing just fly over our aircraft. Yeah, they were 37,000 feet.
Have you turned this into the FBI?
No, I'm not turning that into the FBI. What are you talking
about?
You
got solid evidence.
Yeah, seriously, bro. You might have the best audio evidence of extraterrestrials in the history of mankind, and we're just here making jokes on a morning show about it?
Shut up,
Fester. American Airlines, other than confirming that the call came in from one of their pilots, all questions that they're getting, they're deferring to the FBI.
Yeah, the FBI is aware. The FBI apparently is investigating.
How are they investigating?
Probably the FAA should lead this, not the FBI.
They all know what's going on.
FAA, FBI, CIA.
NTSB. Get the DEA, get some drug sniffer dogs on this deal. Hey, Froggy, does that sound really scaring your kid?
Yeah, he was freaked out by it.
Which one, the younger one or the older one?
The older one. He was like, I don't know, I guess aliens freak him out a little bit. So.
Does that mean aliens are real? All right, the craziest part of this whole story, MJ, is the time of day that it happened. It happened at noon. Like, if it happened at night, I could understand the pilot not getting a good look at it. Or
a daytime sighting.
But it was a daytime sighting.
Hang on a minute. The American Airlines jet was traveling at like 450 miles an hour. If you have another aircraft that's traveling 450 or 550 miles an hour, like a little Learjet or, you know, some other, a smaller, and if you just get a glimpse of that thing, do you know the closing speed? One is going 400, the other one's going, I mean, that is an enormous amount of speed, and you could potentially have another plane that just, and he looks up and just sees the bottom of something, and it's cylindrical.
He's a pilot.
I know. He knows
what he's looking at.
I listen, I get it. I understand it. You know, maybe we ought to I'm thinking I've got a couple of pilot buddies. Maybe I ought to try to call one of them later on and maybe ask the question. But if you listen to the air traffic control radio transmission with the, it's an American Airlines pilot, flight 2292, and he's radioing air traffic control, and he says, hey, Amit, let me cue this thing back up. All right, hold on a minute. Hang on. So he's saying, do you have any targets up here? So I'm pretty sure what he's referring to is on your radar screen, do you see anything else other than us? Listen.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
Oh, okay. When you said targets, I thought you meant like drone planes that the missile was going to shoot out of the sky.
No, do you have any targets up here? The pilot is asking air traffic control, look at your radar screen. Are there any other targets in his vicinity, maybe going the other way, that identified that they have a transponder that's pinging a different aircraft up there? That's what he's asking. And then I believe the military said, you know, this wasn't, you know, out of the realm of being a missile test from the White Sands missile test range in New Mexico, but the government says that, yeah, there were no missile tests on Sunday. There was nothing was being tested.
Do you ever wonder if there are more alien contraptions floating around and we just don't have the brain power to see them and recognize them? We just ignore them?
Hey, what was that thing that flew by, like Oumuamua, that long cigar-shaped thing that flew by?
Was that over the Pacific?
No, it was out in outer space. It was way out. I mean, we're talking millions of miles away. It was like Oumuamua, which I think means scout in Hawaiian. And that long, crazy-looking thing, which they say really was not of our galaxy, you know, some... I mean,
you think it's going like a million miles an hour, and then stopped on a dime, and then turned around?
No, that was over the Pacific.
Oh, okay.
That's where
there's a bunch of things happening.
Yeah, but that was like back in the 2000s, and I think the video was just declassified on that.
Yeah,
you know, in the last couple of years. Yeah, I think some Navy pilots saw some weird crap like Tic Tac looking things that were like flying around. But the Oumuamua, if I'm pronouncing that properly. This was this like cigar-shaped object, and like some like experts, like from Harvard, and you know, well accomplished astrophysicists or astronomers. They're like, yeah, this could be like an alien-built craft. That's kind of weird. Oumuamua, I think, is what the damn name was. So,
it was like a Disney movie.
I might try to get one of my pilot pals on later on.
They can't talk about it.
Yeah, they're going to be breaking the pilot bro code talking to you.
What are you talking about? There's no pilot bro code.
Because you don't know about it.
All right, I'll ask about the pilot bro code.
They can't tell you.
Yeah, whatever. All right, man, it's going to be a jammed-up Friday here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Well, if you heard me a couple of moments ago, I was talking about Fester being highly disturbed about something, and I don't know if I'm the only one in the room. Well, I might have tipped off Roxanne because I handed Roxanne an item earlier this morning. I said, hey, do me a favor, get this up on the website because we need to talk about this a little later on. So there's going to be a visual here, folks. This is going to be like an interactive deal where we're going to talk about this. You're going to be able to see what is just highly disturbing Fester. This is the MJ Morning Show. Of course, we're all disturbed by the Lady Gaga deal with the dogs, and we haven't even scratched the surface. We've already done a lot this morning on it, but there's a lot more on the whole Gaga mess coming up in just a bit. Froggy, do you know, I haven't tipped you off, do you have any idea what Fester is so disturbed about?
Was it something to do with something you saw this morning? Cause I saw a roll of toilet paper next to a bottle of orange juice in the back parking lot just sitting there.
What?
Is that what it was?
That may not be orange juice, man. Stay away from that bottle.
No.
I tried to take a picture of it. Look at that. Look in the parking lot. Just like a roll of toilet. It's kind of a messed up picture. But a roll of toilet paper next to a bottle of orange juice. Somebody was just having a good old time.
That's performance art in the Q105 parking lot.
So weird.
Guess what? That picture is going to be hanging in a gallery for sale for $250,000.
It was a weird sight to be seen in the morning.
It's magnificent.
So it's not this?
It is not that.
Okay.
That's not what has... All right. I'm not going to drag this out any longer. Fester is absolutely disturbed.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so upset about this.
About the new U.S. Postal Service mail trucks.
They are the dumbest looking trucks ever. What idiots did they have in a room, in a laboratory, come up with this terrible design? Yeah,
Coop, our producer, is in the producer booth laughing his ass off.
They look like Pixar trucks.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon truck.
I haven't seen it.
It does look like a cartoon truck out of Cars or Toy Story or something.
Oh, that's cool.
It's got talking headlights,
too. The windshield is so big. You're right, Roxanne. The windshield's so big. It's where the eyes would go in Cars.
You know what? I think that the vehicle does talk and the front grill moves like a mouth.
It's like
and
Kirby.
Their eyelash.
All right. Fester is emotionally disturbed by the new... The story came out like midweek that the USPS, the post office, has unveiled their new truck. They've awarded a contract to Oshkosh Defense. By the way, they build, I think, the MRAPs. They build a lot of military vehicles, this Oshkosh Defense. And the post office has contracted this company to build between 50,000 and 165,000 of the new trucks over the next 10 years. All right,
that's a contract to get.
Well, hold on. That's a big span. Between 50,000 and 165,000? That's quite a span.
We're going to test it in a few markets, right?
Well, listen, I was really excited about this because, you know, I'm kind of a geek for unique-looking vehicles, and I was excited to see what the new postal... It's this?
This looks like the goofiest, most awkward, top-heavy, cartoonish, freak-bag vehicle I've seen in a long time. All right, now, Roxanne, you have this up on the website,
right?
It is. Almost like an aquarium.
Yeah, a big fishbowl for a windshield.
If you go to MJMorningShow.com, we have the truck on there. We have a story up. You can see this thing, and it is just bizarre-o-rama looking.
It needs to be playing music out of it. Like a clown.
Unless they're serving ice cream out the side, which is the only thing that would make this vehicle better.
You know, it does look like a clown car. It's almost like clowns ought to be driving this thing.
It's a joke. This is a joke. We're being punked by the Postal Service.
So they're doing away with the Jeeps, then? The little Jeeps?
Dude, those Jeeps have been gone since 1982.
My guy has a Jeep.
No, he doesn't have a Jeep.
What does he drive?
Your guy probably has like a Grumman LLV.
It's a Grumman. They have those Grumman square-looking things.
Yeah. I saw one of those old postal Jeeps on the road. Some guy bought it from auction and he painted it green.
That's awesome.
He's driving on the wrong side of the car.
Froggy, those...
I think my guy has a classic Jeep.
Dude, those post office Jeeps haven't been around since you were like 10 years old.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They look like the bread truck.
Duh. Of course I am right. Remember those Postal Service Jeeps?
Yeah, those were badass.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They haven't been around for a long time. But the folks, Fester is very, very affected by this. Fester is disturbed. Fester might need to see Dr. Melfi for some therapy.
Yeah, so Dr. Melfi, listen, I'm very disturbed. I'm very disturbed about you.
I had a dream about these ducks and a mail truck.
Where the hell does the Postal Service get off with this stupid vehicle?
That's a good bit. It's a difficult situation.
It's a very difficult situation. Hey, you, Rox, how about you and I go get some gabagool later after the show? I will go.
As long as you don't go postal over the new postal vehicle.
Listen, I'll go postal, all right.
Yeah. All right, listen, you gotta go to MJMorningShow.com to see the vehicle. It's the dumbest looking vehicle.
It is. I concur. I don't agree with Fester on a lot, but yeah, this is the dumbest looking vehicle I've seen possibly since the AMC Gremlin.
I am embarrassed for my mailman.
Oh, man, look at the windshield. windshield on this thing.
You get away with nothing in there.
My God.
No time to yourself.
All right. Take a look at the disturbing new mail truck that's coming soon at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. You're listening to Q105. If you could you do us a favor? Could you do me, MJ, and Roxanne, and Fester and Froggy a favor? Could you help spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back? Yeah, we're doing pretty well, but... You know, still, it's amazing the number of people that do not know that the MJ Morning Show is back here on the legendary Q105 at 104.7 FM. Yeah, so, you know, in your daily travels, just walk up to strangers and tell them, hey, did you know that the MJ Morning Show is back? Now, all kidding aside.
Yeah, strangers would really appreciate that.
Well, you sent me a note last night about this encounter you had. Was it Sam's Club?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. We'll get to this later. Everyone's got problems. Everyone's got weird problems in here. I'm telling you, everyone's got strange stories, strange encounters. Everyone's got weird stuff going on. We're gonna do a lot of weird stuff on the show today. Roxanne, you got a lot of weird things going on in your life. So
I can't keep track of it all. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, you got the sugar problem with your
problem.
Is that your mom or Doug's mom?
It's everybody.
It's like
collective.
It's all the grandparents.
Yes. And everyone. Right.
There is a sugar shocker grandparent problem that Roxanne's got to deal with. And she's like, can we make sure we do this before a certain time? I'm like,
oh, my God, you with the worrying.
can we do this before the grandparents potentially wake up? Can we do this really early? You know what?
I love your voice of me, MJ. Thank you.
What time do they typically get up? At what time are the grandparents potentially listening to the show?
I think if we talk about it before 8:30.
No. I ask you a question. At what time do the grandparents generally listen to the program?
After 8:30.
Okay, we'll do it about 9 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah,
all right, so that's when we'll talk about this.
We've got to listen to Roxy. She's on the radio.
Tune it in.
You know, I remember we used to sit around by the fireplace and listen to FDR and the Fireside Chats.
Move the antenna to the left.
Oh, man. No, everyone's
got... The grandparents aren't that old, guys.
Fester's got a freaky Sam's Club story. We got to get to that. You've got your in-laws and your parents, your kids' grandparents with like this sugar problem, which we need to address head-on.
Sugar grooming is what I call it.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that in a bit. Roxanne also dug this up, and this is out of South Carolina. This is out of Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Yeah, I might freak out if this were my kid. I'm thinking there was probably a better way to do this. A little kid in elementary school apparently looked to be symptomatic at school. You got it? So we're in the middle of a pandemic. It's COVID-19 time. We get it. Kids are going to school. Many kids are back in school at schools all over the country.
They take my daughter's temperature before she gets out of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really very proactive.
And listen to this. Tell me, Froggy, you've got kids in elementary school. Fester, you've got kids in elementary school. Your kids, Froggy, your kids are what, like 5 and 9?
6 and 9, yes.
All right, 6 and 9. Fester, your kids are what?
9 and 4.
9 and 4. And Roxanne, your kids are three and a half and one. Yeah, so your 3.5-year-old goes to daycare a couple times a week, right?
Yeah, preschool.
All right, preschool.
Yeah, our insurance program hates the three of us, by the way.
Listen to this. This is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Elementary school student attends Myrtle Beach Elementary School in South Carolina, was sent to the school nurse because the child was exhibiting some signs, maybe some symptoms. So the teacher sends the kid down to the nurse. What does the nurse do? The nurse says, yep, we got some symptoms here. Could be COVID-19. The nurse locks the kid in a closet, in a storage closet in the school, like in an isolation room.
Well, that's awful.
In a closet.
Yeah, I'm sure there's great ventilation in there, too.
Oh my God.
We don't want ventilation. We want to keep all that virus in there with him.
In a statement to Fox TV, officials said that some areas within the school health rooms have been repurposed as isolation areas. They put the kid in a storage closet.
Well, hold on. Has it been repurposed to as an isolation area? I mean, it's not like the janitor's mop bucket is there in the corner.
But it's still, it's a closet. You lock a kid in a closet? I mean, it's going to scare the crap out of the kid.
Isn't that comforting?
It just is an here, huh? Isolation area.
I would love it. I love being alone. I'd be like, yeah, comfy.
And I love the county where Myrtle Beach is located. You know the name of the county? It's Horry.
What?
It's Horry County School District.
What an awful name for a county.
It's not Whorey. It's Horry, but just the way it sounds.
I'm from Horry County.
Yeah. Yeah. The spokesperson added that if a parent is not able to pick up their sick child until later in the day, the child will be moved and put into an isolation area, which apparently is a broom closet.
Good.
Come on.
So you mean to tell me when Myrtle Beach, South Carolina has a beauty pageant and somebody wins, she's Miss Horry County?
Yes.
That's an awful name.
I'm telling you.
But with a southern accent, a South Carolina accent, does it sound like Horry County?
Here she is.
Either is bad.
Miss Horry County. Thanks, y'all. Thanks. Hey.
She's a little loose.
I've been wanting to be Miss Horry forever.
I've been working on it for a while now.
Guys, let's talk about the kid in the closet. I don't think that's acceptable. I'm sure in an elementary school they can find a better isolation area for a potentially COVID-positive kid than sticking him in a freaking closet.
Put the kid outside.
Exactly.
Let there be some ventilation.
Yeah.
When you have someone who has COVID symptoms, you want them outdoors.
I might be a little bit upset if I showed up on my kid. Oh, yeah, let me get him. He's in the closet with the janitor supplies. Yeah, that might freak me
all
out just
chemicals.
A little bit. Yeah, that's terrible.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, 7:25. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And a couple of pieces of housekeeping here. In about 35 minutes or so, just after 8 o'clock, 8:01, 8:02, maybe 8:07, somewhere around 8 o'clock, I will give out the Trip a Day song. We'll give you the title of the song and the artist, and we'll let you know in which hour the Trip a Day song is going to play later today. If you are listening at that time, if you're the seventh caller when it plays later on, then you win the Q105 Trip a Day. And it's a stay. It's a getaway to the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites on Clearwater Beach. So 8 o'clock or so, we'll give you the song to listen for later today, and you could be a winner with Q105. And then again, 9:20 this morning, another pair of Universal tickets with a parking pass. And, of course, it's all part of Mardi Gras 2021. It's the international flavors of Carnival, so stand by for that. Roxanne has an issue with the grandparents to her chillins, and she's seeking counsel from me. And I'm like, well, we'll talk about it on the air, and I just don't think you can beat around the bush on this. First, though, you got some stuff off the text line.
Yes, we did not pronounce Horry County correctly.
Oh,
our texters let us know the H is silent. If I lived there, I would get a petition going to drop the H, because how often is the H silent in the English language? Not often. An hour? An herb? But we pronounce H's.
How often is the T silent in the word often?
Often. Very often.
Very often.
Just out of curiosity, Mike, Michelle says often. Michelle pronounces the T. You just said often. My wife says the T in often. Fester?
I often don't say often.
Yeah, I never say often. Froggy?
I won't even say that word. I hate it so much.
Well, there you go. Doesn't even use the word. All right, so it's not...
Yeah.
All right, if you're just tuning in, we did a story, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, and this would freak me out. This kid showed COVID-19 symptoms. He's at elementary school in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we did the story because the school nurse locked him in a closet. Their isolation chamber is a closet. They put the kid in like a janitorial closet. That's their isolation booth. I'm like, what? Come on, you can't come up with a better... And in Myrtle Beach, I said, it's Horry County. I'm like, I love the name of this county. It's Horry County. And now we're getting corrected that the H is silent.
Hey, y'all, it's Horry, not Horry.
You know
okay?
what? I'm telling you what happened. Like 10 years ago, someone said, yeah, let's make the H silent because it's Horry. It's Horry. You know, it's we don't want to.
Hey, guys, maybe we should cut the crap and just change the name of the county. Just call it Ors.
Is that true? Is it really silent? It's H-O-R-R-Y. Is that true?
Yeah.
Which is one letter off the word hooray, which you definitely pronounce the huh and hooray.
They should name it to Hooray County. Hey, welcome to Hooray with South Carolina, y'all.
You know what? I don't think we ought to call it a hotel anymore because it's ho. We ought to just call it hotel. You know what? So, from now on, you can't call it a ho-tel. It's got to be an o-tel. All right?
We at the hotel motel. Holiday Inn.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. I think you got it. And then what's the other thing you have? Oh, by the way, you can text us whenever you call us. Of course, whenever you want to, you know, call into the program, if you want to participate in what we're talking about, you call 800-990-1047. That's the number here. 800-990-1047. And, of course, our frequency is 1047, 800-990-1047. And a lot of people might not know this, but a lot of people do. You also can text us at that number, and we've got a screen in the studio, so we see your texts as they come in to 800-990-1047. And another text you got was...
Good morning. Please let MJ know I love the IG live post. Glad he wasn't killed by the pickup truck last night. What happened?
Yeah, we had an
accident. By the pickup truck?
Yeah.
And his glasses didn't end up on whoever's truck last night. What does all that mean?
Oh, I know what that means. What? Oh, that's a crazy story.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I want to do your in-laws and the grandparents' sugar problem here first. I'll tell you what. I wasn't going to talk about this, but...
You need to stop walking. You're going to get yourself killed.
There was an incident last night in my hood, and it was captured on my Instagram Live. There was a neighbor involved. All right, hang on. Next segment. So, like, just minutes away, I'll get into that and what this listener is talking about. And I do Instagram Lives. I shoot videos on Instagram Live. I'm going to start doing some Facebook videos as well, Facebook Live as well. So we'll get to that. I'll tell the whole story momentarily. All right, first, Roxanne, you can't hold back here. You got to give the crew details. Now, I know about this. Fester and Froggy do not. Our listeners do not. You have a problem, and you got to stop dancing around with your parents and Doug's parents. We're talking about the grandparents to your kids. You got to grab the bull by the horns here.
I'm a healthy eater. I always pictured my children would be healthy eaters. I try my best.
You have a cheese and mayonnaise quesadilla every day.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, like, you're not the healthiest.
You're not the super healthy person.
Your man valet, Pat, brings you all kinds of unhealthy stuff all morning long.
I'm very healthy.
Roxanne, I brought you a yogurt parfait with M&M's and gummy bears in it. Here you go.
Yum!
And then Roxanne, oh, thank you. It's delicious. I love it.
Okay.
Okay, but well, you're
thanks
healthy.
Thanks for discrediting. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
In any case, sugar is everywhere in this world. You have to fight really hard as a parent not to succumb to it. But all the grandparents, society in general, but specifically the grandparents, give my daughter sugar.
Get to the problem.
Give my daughter sugar.
All right.
Okay?
So they're
plying her with sugar. They're grooming her with sugar.
Grooming
her with sugar.
Every chance that your kids' grandparents have, it's sugar. It's candy. Like, what are the grandparents giving these? You have
M&Ms.
a one-year-old, you've got a 3.5-year-old.
Yes.
And the grandparents, whenever there is grandparent interaction, the grandparents are shoving candy and sugar in your kids' faces.
Yes. It's lollipops, cupcakes, cakes, ice cream. There's a treat after every meal, and that's all my daughter, my 3.5-year-old, says, treats, Mommy. When am I going to get another treat?
All right, so they're not giving the kids little broccoli florets,
no,
carrot sticks.
Let me give you this nice asparagus.
And my daughter is a Taurus. She's persistent. Now when she's arguing me with about the stash of treats she has, I'm like negotiating with a terrorist. She's turned into all the bad characters in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Beauregard, Veluca.
Violet, you're turning Violet, right?
She's even Mike TV, okay?
Is your 3.5-year-old, is she like hiding, like you know, like a dog hides a bone?
She's got stashes.
All right, so your 3-year-old is stockpiling all the candy that the grandparents, and what, has a stash?
Yes, I'm like, Doug, where do these lollipops keep creeping out of? And she's got them hidden all around the house.
Grandma puts them in her coat or puts them in her pocket on the way out. Yeah.
So have you said anything to the grandparents, your parents and Doug's parents? Stop giving my kids sugar.
It's hard because really when the in-laws come into town, that pushes us over the tipping point, and now she's a sugar maniac. But at the same time, I feel bad because I know that's how they want to reward her.
No, don't feel bad. You got to say, hey, stop giving the kids sugar.
Okay.
My kids are vibrating like Lou's paint shaker at Sherwin Williams on Kennedy. All right?
Hey, Augustus, right, Gloop, stop eating.
Augustus, step away from the wall. Oh, my Augustus. Listen, Grandma walks on the scene, blue hair, don't care. She's going to give the kids sugar, man. She's Grandma. Grandma's the good guy, Rocks. You're the enemy in this.
Exactly. And it's causing a rift between me and my daughter.
That's a problem.
She says I'm a mean mommy.
Right. So it's not just that your kid's face is going to be rotted off with all the sugar. It's that the grandparents, your parents or Doug's parents, your fiance, they're going to be like the reward center, and you guys are going to be like the evil bastards.
And I say to her, no candy. Mommy, are you just in a bad mood?
I'm telling you, they're putting you in a, you got to nip this. You got to stop this. You got to nip this in the bud. You've got to, and are you afraid to have a direct confrontation? It sounds like you're afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Let's call her.
To the fact that they're in town and they want to bond with her, but it's a problem.
Give me some phone numbers. I'll call them up and I'll be your agent on this.
You've come to the right place, Roxanne.
I'll be your representative. I will tell what's Grandma's first name?
Gertrude.
How did you know? Gertrude.
What's Grandma's first name?
Gertrude.
What's Grandma's first name?
Grandma's first name is Nan.
Just spit it. What are you afraid to spit? What is it?
Blanche.
Nancy. Hold on.
Nancy.
Nancy.
It's Nancy.
Why?
Her name is Nan.
Now, is it the... Is it the grandmothers that are responsible?
It's all of them. It's everybody.
But is it the grandfathers too, or just really
just the grandmothers?
The grandmothers. Okay. All right. So your mother's name is Nancy?
No, my mother's name is Jerry.
Okay, so Jerry is your mom.
Yes.
Jerry's shoving sugar in your kid's face, your mom. And then Doug's mom is Nancy.
Yes.
Right. I'll tell you what. You give me some cell numbers. We'll call them on the air, and I will be your representative, and I'll tell them to cut the crap.
I hid some chocolates in the crisper, David Donna. Wait, what's your kid's name?
How about
is MJ. It David Donna?
Evelyn Jade.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Look at the phones on this. Hold on. Oh, my God. Phones are blowing up. I'll tell you what. Let's go to phones on this. All right, hang on.
This is an issue.
I got a little white snake going on here, and then we'll take some phone calls. You want to comment? 800-990-1047. To the phones next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. It is 7:39, and I said I would talk about my Instagram live video that I was shooting last night and the issue with, a vehicle in the neighborhood. There was an incident on Instagram Live. One of my neighbors was screaming at this vehicle. I was right in the middle of this as well. I will discuss in just a moment. I was going to talk about it here, but... the fact is the phones have blown up on Roxanne's grandparents' issue with the grandparents to Roxanne's kids will not stop giving sugar to the one-year-old and the 3.5-year-old. It's candy, 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 candy. The kids are vibrating. They're out of control. And Roxanne doesn't know how to tell the grandparents to knock it off. So I'm going to call them up later on the show, and I'm going to tell them to knock it off. Stop with the sugar.
Kim's like that with her parents, but me, I'll tell my parents rush straight up.
We will get to the latest on Lady Gaga. We talked about Gaga in the first hour of the show. We will get back. We've got a whole pile of Gaga. There's new information, the audio of the shooting, the kidnapping of the dog. So the Gaga situation is also coming up again, probably just after 8 o'clock, if you want to know the latest on what's going on. So stand by for that. Let me go to phones on this, because the phones are out of control. 800-990-1047. Tony in Odessa. Roxanne's got a sugar problem. The grandparents will not stop giving candy. Everything is candy, candy, candy. What say you, Tony?
Yeah, I had to call because I have the opposite problem. My son was born premature. He is underweight, so he needs high-calorie foods.
Right.
I pre-make his meal. And my mother-in-law will bring what she wants to give him because sugar causes cancer and it's bad for kids. So she only gives him non-calorie food.
Ugh.
So I found him the other day eating a whole cucumber.
Oh, God.
Yum. But at least he loves you more.
You're right. It's the exact opposite of Roxanne's problem.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, so your mother or the grandparent saying that sugar gives the kids cancer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that it's bad for them and not to give him any sugar. And I've tried numerous times. Hey, this is from the pediatrician and his gastro doctor. He needs to have high calorie foods.
Gotcha, Tony. Hey,
what if we could have Roxanne's mother babysit your kid? That'd be great.
Exactly.
Maybe a kid swap.
Yeah, let's swap grandparents. Hey, Tony, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's grab Elvis in Newport Richey. Elvis, you're on the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Hello.
Yeah, my wife, she sends my granddaughter home with candy and tells her to stash it under her pillowcase. So she might want to check her pillowcase when she comes home for grandma and grandpa's house.
It's the same deal.
Elvis, thanks. You're giving me the hiding spot.
The same deal here. So grandma's even giving the kids tips on where to hide the stash. You know, it's probably little candies now. It's going to be like coke and meth in a couple of years.
Because that's what grandmas move up to, yes.
Where to stash it? Marilyn's in Tampa. Hi, Marilyn. You're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
How you doing?
Yes, Marilyn. Go ahead.
Yeah, mine was the opposite. My mom was the one that was trying to give them healthy, and I was a full-time general manager trying to balance kids and everything like that. I was the one taking the shortcuts. I was the one trying to find the fast, the quick. My mom is the whole reason my kids grew up healthy. She was the one that gave them the healthy food. And my mom just came to me and told me, look, socks. This is what needs to be done.
Right.
And
listen, you're the second caller where Roxanne needs to grab your grandparents and ditch the grandparents that she has.
We'll do a little switch.
We got to get rid of Nancy and Jerry. They're rotting your kids' faces off. They're keeping a dentist in business.
My daughter's very vain. I tell her, do you like mommy's teeth?
Marilyn, thanks for the call. Let me grab one more here. How about Lynn is, hang on a minute, what I do here? I dropped that, this, and here.
We just hung up.
Hello?
Sorry, Lynn.
Hang on. Lynn, are you there? Is this Lynn?
I am.
Hey, Lynn, go ahead.
Hi.
Yay.
Okay, I am the grandparent raising my twin granddaughters. And they're in a special elementary class, and all day long they are rewarded with sugar. And then when they act out in class, they send us notes home wanting us to discipline. So if you're going to give them candy and hype them up and let them act bad, then how are us as parents supposed to help them?
Yeah, hello, yeah. So the school is jacking them up with sugar, and then they're wondering why they're acting out and why they might be rambunctious?
Exactly.
Where do they go to school, these educators? Holy crap.
It's true. All the social stuff we do with birthday parties and Valentine's Day, it's all sugar-based. It happens at school, too.
744, it's the MJ Morning Show. I need numbers to your in-law. I need to talk to Jerry and Nancy, the grandparents, because I'm gonna break the news to them.
We gotta take care of this.
I'm gonna take care of this live on the air this morning.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 755. We'll pick up with the Lady Gaga saga in just a bit. I'm a Gaga fan. I've always liked her. I think she's remarkably talented. Love her voice.
You can't deny the talent of the woman.
Yeah,
you
just can't. I liked her goofiness. I love the meat suit. What do they call her fans? Little monsters, right?
Yeah. You're a little monster.
I'm a little monster.
And, you know, a lot like Skrizzle, she's more of an artist than a musician, you know? She's a performer.
Oh, yeah, just reminded me, we've got a froggy classic phone freak we got to squeeze in today.
We do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what do you have? What is it?
Oh, I thought maybe we could introduce Maniac Marty to the show. He hasn't been on the air since we've come back, and he, of course, is radio host where I book real interviews.
Yeah, that's great.
And mess with them.
Yeah, so this is a classic old call that Froggy did. Maniac Marty was like this really pukey, like, hey, it's Maniac Marty.
Very cheesy.
Radio DJ.
And I book real interviews.
So he's doing a fake character, fake radio show, but he would book real interviews.
That's right, for Radio Trade Magazine. And today, we're going to interview a vocal coach.
All right, we'll get into that coming up. Gaga's next, but let me deal with this neighborhood issue. And I think a lot of people must deal with this. If you want to phone in, if you want to weigh in on this, I'm happy to take calls. We've got a speeding problem. We've got cars in my little residential neighborhood that are just flying.
Ooh.
I mean, it's 25 miles an hour. You've got lots of kids in my neighborhood. They're playing hockey. They got nets set up in the street. You've got kids on bicycles and the cars and the SUVs and the pickup trucks that are speeding. It's ridiculous. Last night, if you want to weigh in, folks, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you got a similar problem, last night, an issue was caught live on my Instagram Live. And Roxanne, you saw a couple of texts earlier this morning where people texted us at 800-990-1047.
Yeah.
And they were saying what?
The texters are like, thank goodness you're okay. And then someone was asking about your glasses.
The glasses story is different. It's alluding to something else,
what
right?
What was that? I'm not following the glasses thing.
Would your glasses fall off?
You know
in
what?
A
I might have. Did I mention my sunglasses came?
I think so.
It might have been I dropped my sunglasses. So last night I'm walking the dogs, and it's no secret. Right after I finish my afternoon show, I finish the Schnitt show, and I take the dogs for a 2 to 3 mile walk, whatever I feel like. I've got a 2 mile circuit. I've got a 3 mile circuit to walk the dogs.
Actually, it's more like they walk you.
Right. So I was doing an Instagram Live last night, and I thought it was very fitting. Here I'm walking my Jack Russell Terriers, not bulldogs. I wasn't walking, you know, expensive French bulldogs like the Lady Gaga dog walker. But here I'm out walking the dogs. So I fired up my Instagram Live and I start talking about, hey, I'm walking the dogs. Let's talk about this Gaga saga with the French bulldogs being kidnapped, dognapped, and the dog walker is shot in the chest. So I'm doing a little narrative. I'm talking about it. At the end, I'm walking back down the road. And this pickup truck comes around the corner, a 25-mile-an-hour residential road, and this pickup truck is driving like 58 miles an hour. Oof. I mean, like, I mean, it
like almost jacked
it,
up.
It almost sounded like, oh my God, holy hell!
Coming through.
So this pickup truck is like coming right at me. I have to jump out of the way. And then there's a neighbor, his kids are playing in the street, and he starts screaming. He starts screaming, F this, what, slow the F. And then like,
this is all in your video?
Yeah, well, I think a bunch of it. As this is happening, I jam my phone in my pocket, and I think my video had frozen just before my Instagram had frozen.
All right, so here I am right now on your Instagram Live, and it's blacked out.
Dude, yeah, so that's the part where it gets blacked out. That's where the audio, and what happened was my Instagram Live froze for a bit, and I jammed it in my pocket, but apparently it then came back, and it was live, but the video's in my pocket, but the audio, and people are like, oh my God, what happened? Because all they hear a neighbor down the street screaming at this pickup truck. He jumps in front of the pickup truck.
Oh no.
And tries to confront the driver because his kids are playing in the street.
That's not smart.
And, you know, the kids have little, hockey nets set up in the street. They're doing like roller hockey, and the truck almost plows over the kids' hockey nets.
Oh.
And he's screaming, F this, F it. And it apparently was all picked up on my Instagram Live, and my, and people like, and then I look back, I scroll back at the messages because people can, you know, write to you. They can, you know, leave messages, during your Instagram Live. They're like, what happened? What's going on? What are all the F-bombs? And I'm like, hey, God. And then I, when it was over, I'm like, oh, was this thing on? Did you guys hear this? And then people are like, yes, we heard it all. F this, F that. What happened? This. So,
why would you take it? Why would you put it in your pocket to begin with?
Well,
of all people, you don't leave that thing on? What an amateur. Come on, man.
Because it froze up, and then here comes this truck at me, and I got the dogs. I got to yank them out of the way.
They probably had a lot to think about.
And I jammed the phone in my pocket. I a lot was going on at that moment.
Man, your neighbors are like menaces.
I'm telling, well, no. The pickup truck was not a neighbor. Whoever this was that was in the neighbor, I don't know whether it was a food delivery. I don't know what the deal was.
You need speed humps.
But I've never seen this pickup truck in the neighborhood. And the neighbor, man, this guy went into full blown street fighter mode.
Well, those are his kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Anybody would.
Full blown street fighter mode. I thought that my neighbor was going to yank the pickup driver out of the truck and beat him silly. And then finally the pickup driver just, you know, leaves. But man, I'm telling you, in these neighborhoods, people are driving like maniacs. It's like, stop.
Is there no speed humps in your hood?
No speed humps.
Okay, we might need...
I mean, it's true, but it's not... where I am, it's not a through road. It's truly just dead-end residential neighborhood.
Yeah, getting to my neighborhood's a through road, and you have to go over a bunch of those humps. You can't speed if you want to.
Hold. So, folks, the bottom line here is you never know what's going to happen on my Instagram Live. So, give... And I shoot Instagram Live videos quite a bit.
Yeah, you went from cooking eggs in the morning for like an hour to getting in a fight on the street.
I made delicious crispy fried eggs in a carbon steel pan for lunch yesterday.
Those did look good.
And they were fantastic. And I did an Instagram Live. So follow my Instagram. I'm at Certified Todd Schnitt. You never know what's going to pop up like last night. So
you could have had a kitchen fire when you were cooking the eggs.
Yeah, you never
at
know.
At Certified Todd Schnitt. At Certified TODDSCHNITT. Let me grab a call or two here. How about Wendy is in Spring Hill. Hey, Wendy, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, MJ, you were talking about the speeding through. My mom lives in a senior park, and a lot of the seniors go around with their walkers and walk their dogs.
Yep.
Well, they used to have it was 25, then it went down to 20, and I think just recently they dropped it down to 15 miles an hour because people were not paying attention. And this is strictly, it's basically, it's not a through street. It's like basically one giant U-turn with a bunch of side streets.
Yeah.
I went down there in March, to go down and see her and stay with her and do some stuff. And while I was there, there was a truck that came in. I swear this truck, car, whatever, it was doing 40 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
There are speed bumps in the park, all over in the park.
Yeah, he's going airborne like a monster truck. Anyway, listen, I get it. Whether it's kids, whether it's, senior citizens, I mean, why are people driving like maniacs in neighborhood roads? Wendy, thanks for the call. Let me just grab one more. We got to get into the Gaga situation. Oh, I have the Trip a Day song. I'm going to give that out here in a second. Hold it. Did I lose that call?
Okay.
I just lost. I wanted to take that one call. He was, caller wanted to talk about, hey, call the police. They'll set up a speed trap in the neighborhood.
They do that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Trip a Day song. Your chance to win the getaway to the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites on Clearwater Beach. You want to listen for Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics, all right? Listen for Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics. Now, Mason's going to play it today in the 6 o'clock hour. When you hear it, just be the 7th caller and you win the Q105 Trip a Day. So it's Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics, 6 o'clock hour here on Q105. The latest on Lady Gaga, the dog napping, the shooting of her dog walker. the horrific audio of the shooting. All next, MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Hi, everybody. MJ here along with Roxanne and Fester and Froggy. And the Lady Gaga saga is just unbelievable. It's like, what the hell? Now you got a $500,000 reward, $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga for information about her dogs. I thought it was a little odd when the story first broke that she was offering a $500,000 reward for the dogs. Initially, I didn't see any mention of the dog walker that got shot in the chest and was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. It was like, all right, $500,000 for information about the dogs and the return of the dogs, but no real mention. I think it would have been, for me, it would have been a $500,000 reward for information about the maniacs that shot my dog walker in the chest. And then, oh, by the way, took my dogs. It just, listen, I know Lady Gaga apparently cares about the dog walker immensely. Apparently the dog walker is a friend. So I don't think it was intended that way. It was just early on when the story first broke that she was offering a $500,000 reward. The initial information that came out was about information for the dogs.
Well, I think the first round of information was just the dogs. And then you found out he was robbed, he was assaulted, then he found out he was shot. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, all the coverage felt like, we've got to find these dogs. Oh, and someone was shot in the chest.
I mean, that's what originally, but listen, I like Gaga. I'm not busting on Gaga, and my God, I feel awful for her. Can you imagine? She is in Italy shooting a Gucci. What is it? A movie about like a biopic or something?
Yes, and it's Gucci with the director is Ridley Scott.
Yeah, Ridley Scott. Yeah, he's a serious director.
It's about working in a high-end purse store. it's really fascinating. It's set in a mall, and it's great.
Yeah. Three dogs were being walked by this dog walker, Ryan Fisher. This was 9:40 p.m. on Wednesday night. And I'm telling you, it's like somebody knew what they were doing. There are a couple of interesting angles here. I wonder if they knew that it was Gaga's dogs. Also, the dog walker has an Instagram account. Did you know this? The dog walker has an Instagram account called Valley of the Dogs and posts pictures of dogs and dog walking. I wonder if there were any tips or clues or hashtags, French bulldogs. These French bulldogs, we're probably going to have to do this in two segments because these French bulldogs, this is sort of an issue. There are numerous cases nationwide where French bulldogs, these are hot targets for like dog thieves because they're so damned expensive. French bulldogs can go anywhere from like $1,500 to $2,000. 3,000, some get 5,000. There are stories that I've seen where some of these super breeders are charging like 10 grand for a French bulldog.
All right, I'm on his Instagram right now. There's a video of him standing in front of all three of Gaga's dogs.
Oh, man.
There's the white one, the brown one, the black one.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
There's a lot of French bulldog pictures.
You know, I'm wondering if
it was a premeditated hit.
Well, no, it had to be, Froggy, it had to be premeditated. There is no doubt in my mind that this wasn't random. It wasn't just like three guys. I guess there were two guys in the backseat of this white Nissan and then one driving. I think that's the report I saw. I don't think this was a random deal where they're just driving through a Hollywood neighborhood in California. Oh, look, they're a French bulldog. French bulldogs, let's go take them. I think this had to be a premeditated deal where this was a preset deal. They knew what they were doing. It's almost like they knew where to go, what time. I'm wondering if the dog walker's Instagram account gave the robbers, the dog nappers, and the shooter, I wonder if it gave them information on where this guy walked the dogs and the fact that he has all kinds of French bulldogs that he cares for.
This guy loves dogs. That's all that's on his Instagram.
This is the guy I would want to walk my dog. However, it is no secret that these are Lady Gaga's dogs that he's
interesting.
Walking.
Interesting.
Oh, man. So it's all over all over his Instagram. If you want to
check, I think we're onto something.
Yeah, if you want to check it out, it's Valley of the Dogs. Valley of the Dogs. is his Instagram feed, and it's still up. It hasn't. And you're telling me that you're seeing all kinds of mentions of Lady Gaga's dogs okay. on his Instagram?
He doesn't post that often. He posted 7 days ago, and then he posted 40-some-odd weeks ago, March of last year, and he has a video of the dogs singing to Mom, Happy Birthday. And it says, my friends and I put together a little video for you, Lady Gaga. So the second thing on his Instagram is Lady Gaga's, the first two things, one, Lady Gaga's three dogs getting a treat, and then Lady Gaga's dogs singing a song to her, dubbed a happy birthday.
All right, the audio's insane. So here they're trying to grab the dogs, and the dog walker's screaming. And there's the gunshot. I mean, this is tough to listen to. All right, I want you to hold on to that thought because I want it. There's stuff at the end. What this guy says, this was picked up by a neighbor's surveillance camera, this audio, and TMZ got a hold of it. It is crazy. All right, I need to finish up with part two in the next segment because you got to hear what this guy says. And at the very end, a neighbor rushes to help. Then the FBI is apparently on the case here. You got the $500,000 reward. You've got the Gmail reward email address set up. Hang on. I'll get to all of this in the next segment. You got to hear the rest of this coming up next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, we got a really weird story. We'll get to it in the next segment. Fester had something bizarre happen at Sam's Club, and I was kind of racking my brain trying to come up with a theory. I think I might have one theory. We'll get to that in the... What are you putting your hand?
I have no idea.
I think I might have an idea, and I'll tell you in a bit. Fester's going to tell the story in the next segment. Hang on, we got to finish up with Gaga here. Because there's a lot of stuff to get to. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. If you want to call in, if you've got some thoughts, you want to add something to the Gaga dog napping and dog walker shooting, if you know things about French bulldogs, if you're a breeder, if you know about other cases, maybe locally, where French bulldogs were ripped off. Fester, quickly, or Coop. The pet store that they had the dogs ripped off up in Carrollwood on Northdale Mabry.
That's right.
All about puppies?
What dogs were those?
Those were Frenchies, I believe.
Holy crap!
Okay, am I the only one?
I'm Ace Ventura Schnick Detective over here.
Holy!
Start talking out of your butt.
Okay.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a question?
Coop, can you do me a favor? Can you look it up quickly? It was the dog theft. It happened like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, a month ago.
Yeah, all about puppies on Dale Mabry.
On North Dale Mabry. Guys went in and they stole, what, like two puppies out of there. Were those French? Who was that? Was that you, Froggy?
Sorry.
You know, I'll just
sneeze.
All right, if you want to comment on the whole Gaga saga, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Did you find it?
I haven't found it, but am I the only one who wonders why it's difficult to breed French bulldogs?
I have read that it's very difficult.
But what does that mean? They need romance? I would love for a breeder to explain.
They need candles and a hot bath and rose petals.
There's some sort of puppy gate going on here, guys.
You want to know what it is, I'll tell you.
Hold on, yes, Coop.
It wasn't a French bulldog, it was a Morkie.
A what?
Really?
A yeah. Morkie.
Oh, what the hell
is a that? Morkie? You guys don't know what a Morkie is?
What is that? A combination of a monkey and a Yorkie?
Yeah, exactly. It's a
Rhesus monkey and a Yorkie. It's Bubbles the Chimp with a Yorkie mix. All right, so they weren't French. You sure?
It says the puppy's microchipped, and they're looking for a Maltese and Yorkie mix, a Morkie.
Okay, so those, and it was like two dogs taken, right? Or was it just one?
It was just one.
Oh, it was just one.
Where are you reading this from, Hold on. Coop?
Yeah, Coop, what are you talking about?
Are you sure you have the right story? Read me the story. Where does it say?
Surveillance video captured a man stealing a puppy from a Tampa pet store.
What's the date on your story?
August 17th, 2020.
Okay, so
that was a year ago.
No, okay. That's not the right story.
From February 2nd.
No, that's not the, you know,
oh, my bad.
Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is looking for three stolen bulldog puppies. Darla.
Coop, hold on a minute. Coop, you're giving me the wrong crap
over
here.
I'm sorry. It was the first thing that popped up.
What do you have?
Darla, a four-month-old female French bulldog. Owa, a two-month-old tan French bulldog male. And Patches, a three-month-old English bulldog.
They were. I knew they were bulldogs.
There is a puppy gate happening.
That happened February 2nd.
Right. So that was the dog place on Dale Mabry in Tampa. They stole bulldogs.
Right. Three beautiful, beautiful pups.
All right, man. This is a problem nationwide. I have a story here, and of course we're talking about the Gaga situation. There's so much to deal with. First of all, some are saying, is there any chance that the Gaga's bulldogs were targeted because she sang at Joe Biden's inauguration? That was number one. I highly doubt that. And then there's also speculation that maybe the robbers, the shooter, the dog nappers, they didn't even know that these were Gaga's bulldogs. Now, in the last segment, we talked about the dog walker having this Instagram account, Valley of the Dogs, and he's got Gaga's bulldogs all over the Instagram account. Anybody that wants to target bulldogs can just do a search on Instagram for French bulldogs if this is the hot dog to steal, and they could find this guy. Oh, look, he's in Hollywood, in West Hollywood. He's walking the dogs. Maybe there's other information. He's shooting video. You know, people don't realize that what they put out on social media can really give bad people a lot of information.
And if you're thinking about doing something illegal, you find the person on social media who has what you're looking for. They can start a puppy mill with these dogs. I mean, they can do so many things to these poor animals and generate revenue illegally.
Yeah. And understand, if you're posting these adorable pictures of the dogs you walk or the dogs you love or breed, you don't think like the bad guys who are looking at those photos and thinking about exploiting you.
You know, why were people targeting these French bulldogs? Because they can go for up to $10,000. It seems that the range is somewhere between $1,500 to $3,000. Some go for $5,000, but some go for $10,000.
I have a friend who I told you breeds these dogs, and he told me they sell for about $5,000 each.
Listen to this. In November, two French bulldogs were stolen from a backyard residence in Daly City, just south of San Francisco. Last month, a San Francisco woman reported being violently assaulted and having her six-month-old French bulldog stolen. They've got big ears. They've got these large square heads. They've got these compact muscular bodies with the very broad shoulders.
God, they sound ugly just from the description.
I read that a lot of times they have to be delivered via C-section, little doggy C-section, because they can't get out. They're so wide and big, they can't get out through the birth canal.
It's like Fester.
What?
It's like you described Fester right there. Big round head.
Fester can't get out via the birth canal.
Shoulders.
All right.
So, don't feel bad, Fester. That's what happened to my daughter. Her shoulders are too wide.
My friend Nick once told me, and he's the breeder, that the real expensive breeding Frenchies is the insemination process.
That they're tough to actually impregnate. You know what? Michelle told me that last night.
They don't do it the old-fashioned biblical way. They actually have to be inseminated to produce
a litter. Artificial insemination or like turkey baster stuff?
Yes, he has the whole chef's collection of basters. And
Frenchie fertility clinics.
Really? That's what it is.
The two dogs that were kidnapped or dog-napped were Koji and Gustav. And this email address, that they publicized this last night, that no questions asked. So Gaga's people set up a Gmail, Koji, K-O-J-I, and Gustav at gmail.com. And they say that there's a $500,000 reward. They're offering a $500,000 reward for the return of the dogs, no questions asked. And that anyone, if you've got a tip or if you know who took the dogs or if you want to negotiate a return for $500,000, Koji and Gustav at gmail.com. Those are the two that were stolen. And the third one, got away, was later recovered, and there's even a picture of one of Gaga's bodyguards holding the third dog is Miss Asia. That's the third dog's name.
She ran over to help the guy after he got shot, and she's like, I can't do anything, I'm a dog.
I mean, they were probably going to try to steal the third dog, but just in the commotion of just shooting a man in the chest and trying to get the hell out of there, they probably, that one might have got away. They dropped the leash.
You know, did they know it was Gaga's dogs?
Yeah, but what would make them more valuable? You can't tell them, you can't tell anybody I stole Gaga's dogs.
No, it wouldn't be that added value because it was a celebrity dog. It would, just these dogs are getting ripped off. There are cases all over the country where French bulldogs are being ripped off. Hey, the store up in Carrollwood, some guys walked in a month ago and stole bulldogs right out of the store.
So, MJ, as a dog walker, do you have, I'm sure you do, a very specific pattern that you do with your dog? So this is easy to track someone.
Right.
Stake them out. So watch their habits.
A couple of things here. The dog walker had the very visible Instagram account, Valley of the Dogs. It's still up. And apparently he does talk about walking Gaga's dogs. Was that a possibility? Or are roving bands of dog nappers just driving around and looking for dogs to steal? You know, it would seem that this was pre-cased. It seemed that this was premeditated, that they knew the dogs would be out for a walk at this time. Did they get a tip? Yeah, French bulldogs are being walked in the neighborhood every night around 9 o'clock. I mean, there's just a lot of questions that need to be asked here. The audio captured by the neighbor's surveillance camera is just outrageous. And you can hear the dog walker that was shot. You can hear him just wailing and screaming, this poor guy. What's the guy's name?
He's also doing play-by-play the whole time he's reacting.
The guy shot in the chest. You're right. He's doing play-by-play. Ryan Fisher is the guy's name. Listen, we want to play the whole audio here. And we're going to start and stop because there are things that he says in the middle of this that are unbelievable. So he won't give up the dogs, and then they're trying to grab the French bulldogs, and then they shoot the guy in the chest. And you can hear him, I've been shot, I've been shot. I mean, this is tough to listen to, and then you can hear the car speed off. Listen.
Help me. I've been shot. Help me. We're calling 911 for you. I'm bleeding out.
I've been shot. We're calling 911 for you.
My lungs. I'm bleeding out. My chest. They shot me in my right heart.
They shot me in my chest. Did he say did
my
he say,
right heart?
It almost sounds like he says they shot me in my right heart. Now listen to the very end.
Oh, my God. Help me. They stole two dogs.
At the end, they're actually Lady Gaga's dog. This guy shot in the chest and he's like having a conversation. Yeah. I can't believe it.
He's describing his lung. He's describing his right heart, which actually, if he was with it enough to say he got shot in the right side of his chest, that probably means it missed his heart and why he's alive.
Otherwise, he'd be dead, right?
My God.
But no, he's giving all the information immediately. Unbelievable.
$500,000 reward. No questions asked. I hope they solve this. This is just a horrific case. I think we got most everything that we know right now. Let me see here. This is a long intro. I can just scan through a couple of things. Hang on. No.
This is a long intro.
Initial report said it might have been a white Mercedes. Now it might be they think it's a Nissan Altima, a white Nissan Altima that sped off. My God, it's just crazy audio. And hopefully this guy's going to recover. All right, Fester's got a crazy story happened at Sam's Club. I think I have an idea what happened next. MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 8:40. We have the Universal tickets. We'll give those away. So a pair of Universal tickets and the parking pass. We'll give that away at 9:20. Keep listening. 9:20 or thereabouts. We'll tell you when to call in here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Fester's got a kind of a bizarre story. Weird. Fester hits me up with this last night. I'm like, that is a little strange. And then it dawned on me, and this was early this morning. I'm in the shower, and I'm just mulling over the Fester story in the shower. I'm like, what? And then it kind of went ding. Maybe this was the reason. Maybe some of our listeners will know. Fester's at Sam's Club, and what happened?
All right, so my second favorite store is Sam's Club. I go there yesterday, get this big order of stuff.
Slow down. All right, go ahead. dude, don't Evelyn Wood speed talk. Just go.
Micro Machines.
So we're at Sam's Club.
You're like the FedEx guy, you know. go ahead.
Please. So I'm at Sam's Club.
Right.
I fill up my cart with crap that we probably don't need at the house. My little guy, my son Hudson, he's sitting in the cart. Every time we go to Sam's Club, we have to get a hot dog and drink. So he's eating his hot dog. He has a little drink there. I unload the cart. He's still sitting in the cart. He knocks over the drink. So he spills the soda all over the crap on the bottom of the cart. So I get frustrated. I just throw the stuff in the car. I put him in his car seat, buckle him up. I push the cart back to the cart corral, and I inadvertently or accidentally left my receipt. I actually saw my receipt in the cart, but I'm thinking, who cares? It's a stupid receipt.
So the long receipt from Sam's Club.
Yeah, it was about 10 inches long.
The one where the guy or the lady at the front door, they count your items, and they take their highlighter, and they put a little circle and a check mark and a smiley face. And so you leave the receipt in the cart.
The receipt actually got soaked with the soda, so it was a wet receipt. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want this wet piece of paper. I'm not going to return any of this stuff. So I put it in the cart corral, go back to my car. I go to back out. An SUV pulls up behind me and doesn't know, but they kind of lock me in my spot.
Right.
And a fat old lady comes out of the car, goes to my cart in the cart corral, and takes the receipt, and it goes back into the car and takes off. And I'm like, whoa.
What?
What the hell? That's my receipt.
What the hell? The receipt that Fester didn't care about 2 seconds earlier, now it's a bar of gold.
What the hell does she want my receipt for? So I whip out of my... Now, she's already to Dale Mabry Highway. She's already in the turning lane to get out of the Carrollwood Sam's Club. I whip out of my parking lot.
Listen to this. Fester sends me a picture of the vehicle and the license plate number just in case this turns out to be the crime of the century.
She whips a right turn.
Gaga's bulldogs are inside that vehicle.
I peel out behind her. Right. I get into the gravel on the side of the road. I'm kicking up rocks. She beat a green light.
Yeah.
I got stuck at the light. I had to accelerate. Got right up behind her and snapped a photo of the back of her car with her license plate.
I know. You texted it. I've got it.
What the hell does she want my receipt for? What value does a receipt from somebody else's purchase at Sam's Club have to anybody in the world?
Dude, this is how homeless... They go through the garbage cans, they find receipts, and they go in and they find the product, they take the product back, and they get the cash.
Okay, that's my theory. That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what I thought of. They grab your receipt from Sam's. They then go back into the store. They grab the item. They walk up to the customer service desk with an item off the shelf in your receipt. And they say, I want to bring these things back. And then they get cash.
Yeah, so they went and found everything that you bought and took it all back. You know?
Now, they're not going to... Apparently, they drove off. They're going to do it at a later date.
Yeah,
maybe tomorrow, maybe later that night, maybe in 3 or 5 days, a week. They're going to go back into the Sam's Club, and they're going to grab a bunch of the items, probably the most expensive items, and then carry them up to the customer service desk after just taking them off the shelves with your receipt and try to get the cash back.
That's it.
Oh, man, they're going to be disappointed.
Unless, folks, is there any other thing that you can think of? Is there anything else that you think could have happened to Fester here?
My wife thought that the barcode on the bottom might have something to do with it.
No, I don't think it's that. If anyone has any other ideas, Froggy and I are on the same page here. That's a bizarre story. 800-990-1047. If anyone has any other theory to this, 800-990-1047. We got a classic Froggy crank call coming up next. We got a lot of stuff on the way. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. You got Q105, MJ here and the crew. Let me go with phones here quickly. Then we got the Froggy Phone Freak. My God, we got a lot of stuff to do. Final hour of the MJ Morning Show is about to begin in minutes. You know, Michelle had a great idea. Remember the story we did about the creepy boyfriends?
Yes.
Michelle had a great follow-up to the creepy boyfriend story. So hold on. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Awesome email I got from a listener that even sent me audio to play. I love listeners. I love MJ Morning Show listeners. So when you contact us, it's fantastic. All right, first of all, let's go to phones. If you're just tuning in, bizarre story. Fester goes to Sam Clubs. Fester goes to Sam's Club.
I go to Sam's Club yesterday.
Jesus, are you having a stroke?
I think I have.
I leave my receipt in my cart, and I see somebody get out of their car, go to my cart that I left in the cart corral, take my receipt, right, and then take off.
Yeah. Fester's at Sam's Club, and he leaves the receipt in the shopping cart, and then someone takes the receipt and drives off. And it's like, what the heck? Froggy and I were on the same page that they've got a receipt now saying they paid for items. They're going to go back to Sam's Club. They're going to go inside, grab the expensive items off the shelf, and then walk up to customer service. Oh, here's my receipt. I want to return these. But don't they, isn't there a procedure where when you walk in the door with returned items?
Yeah, Sam's Club's a hard place to return stuff to.
I thought when you walk in, you have to walk in, and don't they have to put like a return sticker when you walk through the door to prevent you from doing the grab and go?
You can return them at Walmart, though, can't you?
And hang on a second. Yeah. So calls, man, I'll tell you what, the stuff that generates phones and texts, it's unbelievable.
And by the way, I can't even respond to all the texts that are coming in, so apologies to everyone who's texting. I'm reading all of them, but really good stuff.
Anything you want to point out from the text line?
Well, if there's...
No, not really.
I'm good.
Just
there's so
the
many,
text.
I can't even.
Come on. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Kayreen is in St. Pete. Hey, Kayreen.
Hey, MJ. You know, I called a couple of times, and I always forget to tell you, I'm so glad you guys are back on the air. I was upset when you left 93, and I'm glad you're back at Q105.
Yeah.
So
just wanted
to say that real quick.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to hear that. We're hearing it from everyone, that people love that we're back. All right, Kayreen, what do you think happened with Fester's receipt?
Okay, so I'm not sure why it would happen in such dramatic fashion as Fester described, but there are apps where you can scan your receipt into the app, and they will pay you rewards for the receipts.
Ah.
That's my theory.
All right, so what's in it for them? Why would they give you a reward? What do you think's in it for the company or the app that's getting this information?
I have no idea, but I use three of them, and I just scan my receipt, and they pay me rewards. You can get, like, a Amazon gift card. They have other gift cards you can get.
Wow, what are the names of the apps? I got to check this out.
I use ReceiptPal, Receipt Hog, and Fetch Rewards.
Receipt Hog, like...
Yep, exactly.
Really?
Yep,
so if you saw a receipt outside of a store that you shop at that you know you get points on, you're diving for it, right?
I don't dive for it, but sometimes I pick them up. And they give you, some of them give you 1 week to scan the receipt. Some of them give you 2 weeks. So it's older than 2 weeks is no good.
You know what? This is sounding more like what it could be rather than the nefarious return scam.
Yeah, but why would she, like, jump out and then grab it and then he had to chase her? And that's just crazy. But
I know.
That was my theory.
Especially, she looked disheveled and messy.
She didn't look too messy, no.
Hey, Kayreen, thanks for the call and thanks for the welcome back. Hang on, I think it's the same thing on line six here. Hi, good morning. MJ Morning Show. Cindy's in Spring Hill. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, MJ. How you doing?
Doing well. Same thing? What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. My daughter goes nuts over that Ibotta app. It's this one goes for items, though. You know what I mean? You get certain money back on items, and she saves a lot of money with that thing.
And all you need is a receipt, and then you enter it on an app?
Yeah, she gets certain items, and she gets, like, double the points on them, and you get buy ones, get one free. They take money off. It's crazy. When we go shopping, we go home, and it's a big thing. I can't touch anything. She's got to go through everything with her phone. check all the receipts.
The more I think about it now with these calls, thanks for the call. It seems like that's what it is, that it's not a... Froggy and I just immediately gravitated, and so did you, that there'd be something crazy, illegal, nefarious going on here.
We got a scammer's mind.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I can't believe it took Fester so long to figure it out.
Froggy, classic Froggy phone freak. What do we have?
Oh, we're doing it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, this is the Maniac Marty, which is my cheesy radio DJ character, and I used to book real guests who were in radio trade magazines. You know, somebody would come out with a book, or they wanted to promote their website or their blog or whatever. I would interview them. I'd book a real interview, and then I would call myself as different characters and mess with them. And this is a vocal coach, and she claims to teach anybody to sing, no matter how bad you sing.
All right, here we go.
All right, it is the Maniac Marty Morning Show. What's going on? My name is Maniac Marty. Thanks for coming to the show. And we're starting off the show with an interview here. We have somebody very, very interesting on the line. Her name is... She is a vocal trainer. She's a voice coach, award-winning voice coach, and she says that she could teach anybody to sing, no matter if they're good or bad or whatever. I mean, is this true? Are you there?
Yes, I am, and yes, I can.
Now, I was mentioning earlier that I'm going to have a vocal coach coming on the show in a little bit, and I have people on the phone lines, I guess people who think they can sing, people who are singers, and I guess they want to sing for you. And is this something you do, that you can judge maybe some of the singers and maybe give them some tips on how they can improve their performance?
I would love to.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so if you guys want to be on the air with a vocal coach and you want to get judged, call up the Maniac Marty Show right now. Let's go to line 14. And it says here his name is Alfie, and he wants to sing for you. Alfie, you're on the Maniac Marty Morning Show.
Hey, Maniac Marty, what's up?
Well, thanks for calling the show. Now, what are you calling for exactly?
My name is Alfonso, and I have been in the Gay Man's Chorus for years and years, and people tell me that I'm a really great singer, and I was just wondering if I could sing for you one of my favorites.
I would love to hear it.
All right, here we go. Let me play my karaoke.
I have to say that...
You got to be honest, that was pretty good. Thank you, Alfonso, for that.
Did you hear me hold it? I was like...
I definitely did, and I think that's where I have the issue, because I think you're very good with moving around the pitches, but when you have to hold... What?
All right. Well, that's good advice. I hope you can take that, Alfonso. All right, let's take another call here. It says we got Rob on line 12 here, and he wants to sing a little tune for you. Is it okay if we take one more?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Rob, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, Marty? Big fan of the show, dude.
Well, thanks for calling up, Rob. Now, it says that you're a singer here, or what?
Yeah, I've been singing in a band for a while. Is the vocal coach there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
So is it cool if I sing you one of my originals?
I would love that.
Cool. Let me fire up the dry track that my band laid down a couple weeks ago, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to rip out your eyes with a melon scooper. I'm going to break your knees with a spatula. I'm going to snap your spine with a shish kebab. Yeah! I'm gonna bite your nose off and feed it to a midget. Yeah!
Okay, fellas, I'm gonna go ahead and...
that's it. That's Maniac Marty.
What was the bleep on the first call? What?
I think Alfonso just called her a bitch and hung up.
Why'd you bleep that out?
I bleeped it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe every Friday we can bring one back?
Yeah.
I love the classic Froggy phone freaks.
All right,
you know, people also asking for the crotchety old man from time to time. All right, we got an hour to go, a lot of stuff to get to. MJ Morning Show, Q105. Great email I'll share with you next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Hey, folks, MJ here with Roxanne and Fester and Froggy. Rolling up on 910, yeah, in a bit, around 920, we'll give away the Universal tickets. Got a pair of tickets plus a parking pass coming up in just a matter of moments here on the MJ Morning Show. Keep listening. I just checked my Instagram. I got like 100 new Instagram followers this morning.
Whoa.
You know, because I told the story that I was doing an Instagram Live. Last night I was walking my dogs after I did my Schnitt show, my afternoon show, and I'm walking my dogs, and I'm talking about the whole Lady Gaga dog napping deal, her dog napper getting shot in the chest. And as I'm wrapping up, as I'm walking back home, there's a speeding vehicle in the neighborhood, and my neighbor starts screaming because his kids were playing in the street. And this is a quiet residential street. And my neighbor, first of all, the truck almost hits me, and I'm on Instagram Live. And you can hear the audio. People are like, oh, my God, the F-bombs. And the guy down the street is just screaming at this vehicle. And he jumped up in front of the vehicle. The kids had hockey nets out. They were playing street hockey. And the pickup truck almost ran over the kids' nets. It was like crazy.
So can we hear the audio?
And it was like, it's all F-bomb laced.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
It would be a solid 1K tone, man.
Your neighbor has a cursing
but,
problem.
Again, you never know what's going to happen. I do a lot of Instagram Lives, just interesting stuff. Wherever I am, you never know when I'm going to pop up. And with that, I guess that was a great advertisement. So tons of folks followed me just a moment ago on Instagram. If you want to follow my Instagram, it's at Certified Todd Schnitt. At Certified, TODD SCHNITT.
It started out pretty pedestrian, just walking your dogs, and you never know what's going to happen.
And I'm talking about Gaga, and I'm walking my dogs, and, you know, don't even think about taking my dogs. I got a SIG P365 9mm in my pocket. Don't even think about it. You know what? Might have been different if Lady Gaga's dog walker was all, Second Amendmented up good in his pocket.
Pop those guys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they popped him. And, you know, I'm seeing reports that the guy's expected to recover. That is unfreaking believable.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Absolutely.
So. All right. Great email. Listen to this. And you can contact all of us via email. Love the email I'm getting. I'm MJ at MJMorningShow.com. MJ at MJMorningShow.com. You got Roxanne at MJMorningShow.com. Froggy, Fester, you know the drill, at MJMorningShow.com. Hello, MJ and Fester. So, Fester, you got this as well.
Well.
First, I'd like to say that I'm so happy you're back on the air and making me laugh in the morning once again after so many years. Thursday morning show brought back a lot of memories with the hit the gas instead of the brake. Another old fart made a big mistake. Oh, I told Coop to take those things off. Hey, Coop, can you put up the good one? Put up the good one.
The bakery store story we had yesterday about some old lady plowing through a bakery store, and then we played our classic jingle.
So that made, let me finish with the email. So that made me think about another jingle from back in 2007 when I was in grad school in Tampa listening to the show every morning. Do you remember the old La Quinta commercial and jingle that was on TV? When I first heard it, I thought it was so catchy, and sure enough, the next morning, MJ, you were talking about it. You said it sounded familiar to another jingle, the banana splits. La, 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 the old banana splits
intro
thing.
To the banana splits.
When I was a kid, yeah. I can't remember. MJ, you told Fester to look into it, blah, blah, blah. And Fester had the original MP3 from the hotel company, the La Quinta jingle, and you sent it to him. You sent him the MP3 of the La Quinta thing, and he's like, MJ, I still have it on my hard drive.
Oh, my God.
Attached is the La Quinta jingle that I love.
Good job, Fester. Look at that. Your work from 10 years ago paid off.
And what he's talking about is this.
La, la, la.
Isn't that great?
Wow, that's a great jingle.
Yeah, and that is the only time I think I ever followed through with something that MJ asked me to do.
So you contacted, you got a hold of the agency for La Quinta, and they sent you an MP3 of the
la, la, la,
little jingle tagline.
La, la, la.
And where's the La Quinta part?
That's at the end. The guy we used to go, La Quinta.
But that was the voiceover part. Yeah. This was the jingle part.
Exactly. And the emailer is talking about this. We talked about the lady driving to the bakery yesterday.
Hit the gas instead of the brake. Another old fart makes a big mistake.
That's what that was about. Hey, speaking of commercials, we got to go through like three different commercials that are on the air now. The Bob Ross Mountain Dew, have you seen this thing yet?
Love it.
Oh, man, incredible. Hang on, back in a minute.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried about this. Thank God.
You okay?
Oof, no, I am. Yes, I'm okay. I'm much better now that I've heard this information.
All right, good.
OJ Simpson has gotten his second COVID-19 injection.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
All praise to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He was being very careful. Remember his Twitter post when he was golfing and he won a bunch of money and he laid it out and he goes, hey, you gotta be safe. I don't know where this money's been. And he sprays it down with anti-disinfected spray. That's like, you're a murderer.
I heard that OJ has one of the Instagrams you want to follow.
Yes, he does. His Twitter's very good.
Oh, is it his Twitter?
He's a murderer. I'm not following him.
Is it Twitter or Instagram?
I've seen stuff on his Twitter that's good.
He's very active on social media looking for the real
killers. He's a Twitter. Whatever it is.
He's a murderer.
Well, I'm thrilled. Thank goodness that O.J. Simpson is going to live. He's going to survive. He's got a second vaccine.
Do you know who's getting their vaccine shot on Monday?
Your left ass cheek.
Yes, my left ass cheek will be vaccinated. No, Legally Blind Mike.
Oh, great. Really?
Yeah.
Right in the eyeball?
Oh, you know what? He left me a bunch of rambling voice messages. Oh, my. I got voicemail from him, and I'm just hitting, like, delete.
Can we not super glue his eyes shut?
You're right. He was rambling about the vaccine on my voicemail.
He calls me yesterday, and he's like, I left a message for MJ. He didn't call me back. Oh, that's usually a hint, Mike. He's not going to call you back.
My God. Hey, Tiger Woods, we'll get to the TV commercials in a second. The Mountain Dew spot with Bob Ross is fantastic. Couple of things I want to get to first, though. Wow. Tiger Woods. People are like, why didn't the cops take a blood sample? Why didn't they test him for drugs?
Why didn't they?
Well, because the officers on the scene, they're pretty good at figuring out if anyone's impaired, and there was no probable cause. They didn't see anything that would indicate, now granted, he was just in an accident. He rolled that Genesis SUV like 38 times, ripped the whole thing apart. But, you know, the car, the passenger compartment seemed to do a good job. I wonder why he had the big leg fracture, though, because the car looked like the passenger compartment held. What if there was any kind of incursion from the engine compartment that came into the footwell?
Maybe he drives crisscross applesauce like I do.
Or like some people with their foot up on the dash.
Yeah, I put my foot up sometimes underneath my butt.
Dude, that is the dumbest thing in the world.
Why?
But Tiger Woods' blood sample was not taken, and the primary reason... When I say tiger blood, I'm thinking about that maniacal rant from
Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Winning.
Who could forget that?
You're winning. Professor saw him live.
You ever see those Kona Ice vans where they get like the
yeah.
One of the
yeah.
flavors is tiger blood. My daughter's favorite.
The really cherry one.
Yes. Well,
tiger's blood was not taken. They didn't do any kind of toxicology because the police didn't see any probable cause. He just didn't seem impaired. It's like he just rolled his... It's probably going to be he was speeding. He was going downhill. That's a rough road. Might have been on his phone texting, you know, who knows? But that's why they didn't take the blood sample, for those that want to know. And also, what do you think is going to happen to the vehicle?
I think it's a collector's item now.
It is.
It's got to be.
It is. It's absolutely a collector's item.
Does it go to like the Golf Hall of Fame?
It's like James Dean's convertible that he crashed.
Is it like the car wrecked as a collector's item, or different pieces of it?
You know what? That's a good point, Rox. Do they break it up and get a bunch of collectors?
No, or like sell little pieces,
right.
Like keychains, like a piece of metal keychain. Hey, this is a piece of the Genesis SUV that...
Right next to Princess Di's car.
Come on, Froggy.
I'm just trying to think of famous cars that have been crashes.
Sorry, on the next episode of Jay Leno's Garage, we're going to be looking at Tiger Woods' Hyundai that he screwed up.
Hey, look at this. You know what I was thinking, though? When I saw the vehicle, I was thinking about that scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Relax. All right? My old man is a television repairman. Got this ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
You can't fix this car, Smacaulay.
I can fix it.
That's one movie that if I come across it, I'm watching it to the end every time.
The Mountain Dew commercial with Bob Ross, I saw it for the first time last night, is tremendous.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen, I got the audio here. This is just absolutely incredible. And it's just a recreation of Bob Ross, you know, the painter guy with, and let's do some puffy clouds over here.
It's happy clouds.
Yeah, Fester loves the intro music. Oh, yeah.
This is so soothing.
Hey, you don't need those calm, like, relaxation apps. All you need is this right here, the Bob Ross music.
I do listen to him.
Look at those effects.
Yeah, that's some high-tech stuff.
You should ask my wife how much I watch Bob Ross.
Are you a fan?
Oh, my God. And he has a squirrel named Mr. Peapod that he puts in his pocket sometimes.
Does he really?
And he does a whole episode with a squirrel in his pocket.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the 29th Joy of Painting series. If this is your first time with us, allow me to extend a personal invitation for you to
now he's going to show the colors.
All right.
Can I interrupt? Not to be weird, but don't you guys feel that when you listen to his voice, like that tingly feeling on your neck?
No. I mean, I like the guy. I've always liked Bob Ross.
I feel so good right now just listening to him.
I wonder if he's using some black gesso on this painting.
I remember back like in the 80s when I was in college and he'd be on TV. You can't turn away. No. It's like if you're flipping through channels and Bob Ross is on, you can't stop. You got to watch the puffy clouds and let's put a pine tree over here. Let's put a rabid squirrel over here.
I love the colors, too. Van Dyke Brown's my favorite.
Look, this raccoon is out during the day. He must have a damn nasty case of rabies. Let's put him right over here with some froth coming out of his face.
Jolly little fangs on this rabid squirrel.
Mountain Dew, of late, Mountain Dew has been recreating some old classic things. I guess they did a Mountain Dew Zero commercial with Gizmo from Gremlins. That's a spot they did. And now they've brought back Bob Ross, the TV painter. The agency worked with the Bob Ross Foundation on this 15-second commercial, and it shows Bob Ross adding some happy little droplets to a landscape painting that includes a bottle of Mountain Dew. It's a landscape painting, and it's got a bottle of Mountain Dew that he's painted right in the middle of the landscape. And he's putting little dew droplets on the bottle. You know how those TV commercials are, how always the glasses and the cups and the bottles, they always have the perfect, like, little water droplets on there.
There's videos of people who show you how they make it.
Oh, they use glue.
It's like glue, yeah.
Yeah, they use, like, clear glue on the TV commercials to make it look like water droplets.
Yeah.
So Mountain Dew, this is a smash. And I've got the audio. I'll play that. But this apparently is just the beginning. And I'll play the audio. And then how did they do this? And there's a total explanation on how they actually pulled this off. Listen to the commercial, brand new Mountain Dew spot.
How about we add some happy little droplets? Sometimes in life you get a little thirsty, and when a refreshing opportunity comes along, you can just shoot, that's good.
Shoot, that's good, as he drinks the Mountain Dew. I mean, it's just a great commercial. And according to Mountain Dew, they recreated this with CGI, with computer-generated imagery, with an actor whose body structure and demeanor resembled Bob Ross. They used prosthetics and a wig. Then CGI and face mapping was used.
Probably old audio.
Yeah, and then they used face mapping for mouth replacement and augmentation of the face and the body double to match that of Ross. And then a real painter certified by the Bob Ross Foundation did all the painting of the Mountain Dew bottle on the landscape. This is great. Isn't that fair? And then they've got a full episode, Paint with Bob, that's going to be airing on YouTube on March 6th at 12 noon Eastern. And it seems that the resurrected Bob Ross is going to school viewers on how to make the Mountain Dew painting.
All right, that's pretty awesome.
MJ, have I ever told you my theory on Bob Ross?
What was that?
What killed him?
What did kill him?
Oh, that's right.
I watched Bob Ross so much.
The turpentine.
I noticed that he paints every episode, which I'd imagine he paints every day, over a tub of paint thinner turpentine.
Yeah.
And he always goes, this is my favorite part, when I get to mix the paint and clean the brush. I think that paint thinner killed him.
You know, you might be right.
Standing over it for
40, 30 years?
Yeah, he died July 4th, 1995. What did he die of? Did he die of?
Lymphoma.
So he had cancer. Wow. Maybe it was all like the paint, the chemicals, the maybe lead. Who the hell knows?
He was 52 years old, you
know,
when he passed.
Breathing in all kinds of fumes. You know, he was an Air Force veteran.
Yeah.
Which is great.
He invented a whole style of painting.
Yeah, I know.
One of our texters has a crazy Bob Ross conspiracy thought.
What's that?
What if Bob Ross was a serial killer and his paintings were where he hid all of the bodies?
Okay.
Oh, he was drawing landscapes where he buried the bodies?
Yeah. This is where I hid Mr. Peapod.
That's a lot of time in nature. I mean, really, there's no pictures of, like, dumpsters or...
Fester's favorite commercial is this.
Tasha, did you know Geico could save you hundreds on car insurance and a whole lot more? So what are you waiting for? Hip-hop group tag team to help you plan dessert?
Fresh vanilla, rock and roll, chocolate, peanut butter cookie dough.
Yeah, this is Fester's favorite.
Is that tag team? Really?
It is. Chaka-laka, chaka-laka, chaka-laka.
Sprinkles!
And then at the end, one of the tag team guys throws up a bunch of sprinkles and he goes, sprinkles!
Video, be sure and share with your friends. And if you'd like to see more Geico...
Oh, that's off the YouTube.
Off of YouTube. That's my favorite commercial right now.
Have you seen the Funky Buddha beverage commercial? It's like somebody's face, and then in the chin, there's a whole other mini.
Yeah. I love that commercial.
It's a replication of their face, but a mini face down on their chin.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's the freakiest thing.
Oh, my
God.
It's
like their beard is their face.
I mean, you can't turn away.
Funky Buddha Premium Hard Seltzer. That's different.
Absolutely.
More visual.
I mean, you got to see. It's just bizarre. Hey, Coop, have you seen that commercial?
Yeah, it is really weird.
I love it.
I don't like the weird commercials.
You can't look away from that thing. It's crazy. We got a final segment yet to come. Just a lot of loose ends. I was supposed to get Michelle on. She has a Victoria's Secret thing she wants to talk about. Yeah. I don't know if we might have to push this off till Monday. Oh. Hold on. Final segment, MJ Morning Show, next, Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The final moments of the MJ Morning Show for the week. About to wrap things up on a Friday. MJ here with Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne, 941. And Fester says that I have to play this.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother, George.
All right, why?
This is Mommy Pig.
Why?
Hold on.
And this is Daddy Pig.
Why?
Who's this Pig?
What? All right, two.
Why do I have to play that first?
Two things. One, Peppa Pig is like the best cartoon out there right now, and parents know what I mean.
What age group for Peppa Pig?
Birth to five.
Okay.
Birth to six.
Roxanne, hold on. Mommy Roxanne, yes. 1-year-old, 3.5-year-old, are your kids into this? Peppy the Pig?
Yes, we don't watch as frequently as Fester, but we also have all the Peppa Pig toys.
Yeah. Oh, Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig.
My kids don't
MJ,
watch.
It's so good, I watch it alone. And Mommy Rabbit is a minx, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh.
And Mommy Pig?
What, you have the hots for a cartoon character rabbit?
Listen, Mommy Pig is a freak in the sheets.
Not a rabbit.
There's all kinds of animals.
Okay,
it's worth it. It's all worth your time investing in an episode.
Why no, am I?
It's the best. Peppa Pig is the best best cartoon on TV.
Well, hold on, were you about to curse?
Were you about to say it was the best S on TV?
You about to say it was the best schnit on TV?
I might have.
Myself.
All right, listen.
My
Peppa
God.
Pig is the best.
Right.
Legoland is coming out with a whole Peppa Pig theme park area in 2022.
Dude, what are you playing to the PR department at Lego? Were you trying to get free passes?
Legoland, if you're listening, yes.
But you have to speak with a British accent.
Listen, they use all these British isms. It's great. It's MJ, promise me this weekend you'll watch one episode of Peppa Pig.
Are you allowed to smoke a fag around there?
No, it's a kids show. You can't smoke.
A cigarette.
Yeah, you can't smoke.
All right.
It's a cigarette. A British cigarette.
Okay. It's the MJ Morning Show Q105. I'm not going to watch Peppa Pig.
One episode. It's a 10-minute episode.
I'm not going to.
10 minutes?
10 minutes?
What kind of a show is this?
Oh, yeah, because that's the attention span of kids these days.
They
book in like three different episodes in a show.
There'll be 3-minute episodes
Peppa,
next week.
Peppa, your teeth. You need to brush your teeth, Peppa.
I don't brush my teeth.
All right. How about the Mr. Potato Head? Speaking of characters, can you believe that they're changing Mr. Potato Head to just Potato Head?
Did you read into the story the two reasons?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a Mrs. Potato Head.
What are the
exactly.
What are the two reasons?
So the one reason is because not everyone identifies as a male or female. That's for starters.
Why does your nose sound all stuffed up?
Because of this mask. I think I'm allergic. Maybe I'm allergic to this mask.
You sound like you have some nose plugs on over there. Hi, it's Roxanne. I'm Jim Morichon.
You sound like Roxanne Soprano.
Right. All right, so what are the reasons?
And the other reason is because they don't want to offend people, because family life doesn't always mean a husband and wife, a Mr. and Mrs., so they don't want to offend people who aren't.
You know, it's really true. It's like a modern family situation.
So Hasbro...
I'm not offended.
Hasbro's been making Mr. Potato Head since like 1955, and now they're going to take the Mr. off, and it's going to be gender neutral, just Potato Head.
Isn't there a potato part, like a wiener can put on there?
There's a penis attachment. So it is. They got the big ears, they got the glasses, the funny hats, they got a penis. All right?
A potato wiener.
It is Mr. Potato Head.
Daddy, what's this extra sponge for?
This is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's absolutely ridiculous to take away Mr. Potato Head.
We're going too far.
What's next? Like, take away Mr. Coffee? It's just going to be coffee?
Mr. Whoa. Clean?
Yeah, clean. Just clean.
Well, there's no Mrs. Clean.
We can't personify things anymore. Does it make sense?
Things are out of control, folks. All right, website is... We got a lot of stuff to do on Monday. Look at the crap I've left over. All right, folks, have a great weekend. I want to tell you about... Oh, and I hope there's a break in the Gaga case. I hope they have some kind of break over the weekend in the dog kidnapping and the shooting of the dog Walker.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.